Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, here we are, just a week away from the start of the 2015 NBA playoffs. And earlier in the week, I had the opportunity to have a sit-down interview, an exclusive one, with Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle. So, over the past couple of days, you've had an opportunity to kind of regroup. What has been the focus on Monday and Tuesday?
Well, the first focus is health. We've got some guys that are banged up right now. Chandler Parsons is out with a knee. Rondo was out with a bit of a scare yesterday, but he was back practicing again today, so he's okay. And Richard Jefferson has a jammed toe, which kept him completely out of practice Monday, but today he was able to do, most of it, and I think he's going to be okay. So getting those guys back is, for today's practice was key, and there's plenty to work on this time of year.
Rick, there's four games left in the regular season. What would you like to accomplish over these next few games?
Well, we want to get playing better. That's the first thing. And a couple of days of practice should help that. But we, all the teams we're playing are either really good playoff caliber teams or other teams that are improved. We're going to have our challenges cut out for us. And hard games this time of year is probably a good thing because it gets you ready for high levels of competition. With Phoenix coming in here tomorrow night, they're a team that's given us a lot of problems, the last couple years. They're very physical, young, athletic, all those kinds of things. We got to be ready for that one. And then we go out on the road and we play three teams that don't have great records, but they're all playing better.
No team in the NBA has faced a tougher stretch of games and schedule since the All-Star break than the Dallas Mavericks. Throughout this period, you've faced Oklahoma City, Houston, and Golden State. What have you learned about your team?
Well, just that we need to be healthy, number one. Number two, that the West is very difficult. And again, I think this stretch of games goes a long way toward preparing us for a first-round opponent, and I don't know who that's going to be. We have not officially clinched yet, but I expect that we will clinch the seventh position. And, whoever it is, it doesn't matter that much as much who it is. It's how we're playing. And so right now, we got to focus on ourselves and get our game up to where it needs to be.
Well, you're such a resourceful coach. It's probably been fun to kind of dig into your treasure chest and tinker with some of your combinations and open up that playbook and try some new things out before, as you said, once you clinch a playoff berth.
I haven't done that much tinkering, unless you call guys in the training room trying to get healthy tinkering. That's been the biggest thing. Amari Stoudemire has been playing for over a month now, and he's done a good job for us. But there's still things, that we can catch him up on a little bit with our offensive and defensive schemes. Other than that, we're trying to get playing with a certain pace, with a certain level of aggression, and at the same time keep turnovers and mistakes down. So those are our challenges right now. And, this is the time of year when you want to be challenged.
I really want to zero in on your bench and what they've shown you. You just mentioned Amari Stoudemire. You got to love, he's averaging 21 minutes per game, but just kind of that old school style of play that he brings.
Well, he's given us a real inside presence, on the low block, in the paint. He's scoring the ball with extreme efficiency. I'm a little surprised we're not seeing more double teams on him. But I think just people, these days just don't want to give up the threes. And so, we got to keep pounding it into him. And he also can shoot the mid-range shot very well. So we've got him picking and popping a little bit to kind of keep a balance of inside and outside. But he's been a real positive for the club. And, in the locker room, the guys really respect him because he's had a great career.
Well, he's a great leader, but you got to love when he's on the low block. He embraces contact. He's a guy not afraid to stick it on the deck, power dribble, and take it to the rack. He loves contact, and he thrives in those situations.
Yeah, he's extremely strong.
Right.
But he also has the footwork. He has the ability to take the hits. absorb contact and still finish. And he has a high level of skill. You know, there aren't many guys that have this kind of physical strength in our game that have the know-how in terms of footwork and the touch and skill, you know, to get the ball in the basket as consistently as him. So, again, we want to get him as many touches on the inside as we can, and we want to do it out of our flow game as much as possible.
What has he meant? He's a veteran player. What has he meant in terms of with the leadership that he's brought? I mean, this is already a veteran team, but he's vocal. He certainly voices his displeasure when he sees the guys need to pick it up a bit.
Well, you know, he has been animated at times, but, you know, he signed up to come here to win. There were a lot of teams that were trying to recruit him. And, you know, he wanted to come to Dallas to have a chance to win at a high level. And when there's been some frustration, he's been one of the guys to step up and speak up. And I respect that. And the guys in the locker room respect it. But he knows that this is a league of, you know, you got to do it and not talk about it. And so we haven't heard that much stuff from him and the other guys. It's really more about getting our game to where it needs to get to be able to win.
I'd love for you to shine the spotlight and talk about Al-Farouq Aminu. He has obviously been a glue guy and someone that you can certainly count on. And you can see as the season has gone along, his confidence has continued to build. And as a result, I mean, he's been acquiring more minutes.
Well, he's been one of our best plus-minus guys since the All-Star break. And actually, going back to a period of time before that, the reason is, you know, we're not a great rebounding team. Pound for pound, he's probably our best rebounder. He has high energy. He gets a lot of deflections and loose balls on defense and gets out in transition. And, you know, those are things that add up to, you know, good numbers in the plus-minus categories. As the season has gone along, he's become more and more important to us, both as a backup four and playing the three position some with Dirk and Stoudemire. And so we got to keep developing it. The exciting thing about him is, you know, he's still a young guy. He's 24, 25 years old, and he's got a lot of upside and a long way to go. And his outside shot has improved. His game attack in the basket has improved. And the defense and rebounding has always been good.
Talking about areas of improvement, talk about your backcourt and just the progression of Rondo and Monte Ellis and that they are proving that they can coexist together.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're both terrific players. They're both very good friends, too, and so they like playing together. And, you know, it's gone in a, you know, positive trending direction, really, since day one. And I just see it continuing to go that way. And we just got to get, you know, all of our chemistry stuff going the right way headed into the playoffs. And, you know, the starting guard position is a big part of that.
And obviously another big part of the Dallas Mavericks is Chandler Parsons. I just have to assume he's such a joy to coach. I mean, you're having the opportunity to work with one of the best young players in the league. What's it like?
Well, we love him. He's been terrific here. He's a great kid. He works hard. He's got a very diverse skill set. You know, I think he's known as more of a shooter. But really, his game is an all-around game. He runs extremely well. He puts it on the floor and can finish and make plays for other guys very well. And his shooting has continued to improve. So, you know, right now he's banged up with that right knee problem. And he's getting a little bit better and a little bit better. And the hope is we can get him back on the court soon. But in the meantime, you know, guys like RJ and Aminu got to step up and take up for his absence.
I've got to ask you this, Rick. What has the past 8 months been like and perhaps the most challenging aspect of this season?
What's been the most challenging part of it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. It's the hard games this time of year, you know, has been the biggest thing for us. There are a lot of things that happen as the season goes along. You're going to face, you know, some injury things. You're going to face, you know, periods where, you know, it looks like you should be playing a lot better than you are and trying to figure it out. And then other times, you know, the adversity becomes success and you get playing well and you got to avoid that sort of feeling that, hey, we got it figured out, because that's when you always get hit back in the face. So right now is a time where we are gaining some humility, no question, because these games are tough and we're not winning every one of them. But in the last five, you know, we've got an opportunity to keep pushing this thing, to keep competing, to keep working at chemistry, working on our transition game, our rebounding, all those kinds of things. And you know, the playoffs will be here before you know it.
That's right, Dan. As the countdown is on for the 2015 NBA playoffs, Rick, always a pleasure to have you joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio. Good luck.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. The biggest and the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.